Now let's talk about greeting strangers. In greeting strangers in person as opposed to being on the phone, there are basically two ways to do it. Number one, start the conversation by bluntly asking a question, such as, "Do you take supplements?" It's abrupt, but if delivered well and the stranger has an interest in the question, it can work. This is the basic approach to doing surveys. By survey, I mean you walk up to someone and ask if they've ever thought about owning their own business or if they take supplements. The second way to start conversations with strangers is by talking about items in the environment. Temperature, chair, elevator speed, table, earrings, anything. With things in the environment, you point out some interesting item and start the conversation about it. "I've not been outside today. Is it cold out?" See, you're getting your prospect to focus on the environment. Or, "I see you have a large bag of wheat in your cart. What do you use it for?" See, the item in the environment is what you direct the prospect to look at and talk about. Then take their response, or lack of, and build from there. Greetings, which turn into conversations that then turn into relationships, are created by finding things, then more things the two of you agree on. No relationship just happens. Someone creates it. The way I think of this is that there are three separate entities. Entity one is you. Entity two is your prospect. Entity three is the relationship that is formed between the two entities. The third entity, the relationship entity, requires both entity one and two to exist. If you've ever been in a one-sided relationship, you know how true that statement is. The relationship is not just you, and it's not just them. The relationship is both of you. That's why I view the relationship as a separate unit. So no relationship just happens. It's not fate that you meet someone. You or they cause the relationship to start and continue and end. Sometimes it's both people, but in the very beginning seconds, one person continues to create it long enough for the other person to start contributing to it also. Once the stranger is contributing to the conversation, the third unit or entity begins to develop. Then, a blunt question such as, "Do you take supplements?" isn't so blunt. It should be no surprise to you that I'm biased towards starting conversations this way instead of the blunt question approach simply because you're actually fulfilling a proper greeting, which is to get the prospect to talk freely and openly to you before you ask a qualifying question. On the communication qualities I pointed out earlier, not having too much assertiveness is vitally important when meeting people. Too much assertiveness creates apprehension on the part of the prospect. The closer the proximity of the item you're talking about to the stranger, the riskier that conversation is of being too assertive. "Wow, this elevator is fast," is a much safer greeting in terms of assertiveness than, "I like your earrings." But the latter is much more personal, if accepted by the stranger, will move you more quickly towards conversation than the elevator statement. It all depends on the prospect's openness to being communicated to and the delivery of your greeting. Oddly, in meeting people, you don't be interested in the prospect at the very beginning because you want to reduce the amount of assertiveness displayed. Instead, be interested in the item. Then, as the person begins to contribute to the conversation about the item, shift slowly to being interested in the prospect. The most important determinant in successfully greeting people is your intent in meeting the person. Again, intent means an aim or purpose. What's your intent in meeting someone? If during the meeting of a new person you hold to successfully accomplishing each step of the inviting formula by starting out with a sincere intent to only meet this person, learn about this person, get to know this person, your greetings will go smoothly. If instead your intent is to prospect, get this person in your business, sell, manipulate, trick this person, you will find your greetings are strained and unsuccessful. Remember, step one of the inviting formula is to greet. Step two is to qualify. And then step three is to invite. Just have fun greeting and meeting people with your intent only to greet and meet. Then confirm that they are open to talking with you, and then find out what they need and want. And if they qualify and you see you can help them, move towards inviting them and making their life better. If you set up to meet someone with the intent of prospecting them, it is very uncomfortable and scary. If you see someone you want to just meet and say hi to, it's not uncomfortable. If after meeting the person you find that you wouldn't want to work with them, then no harm done. You've not invited them to look at anything. You just met someone. And you might have gotten into the qualify step, but at some point you decided against it. No harm done. I sure hope this is of value to you in meeting strangers. It took me quite a long time to figure out the mechanism behind meeting people. It seems awfully simple when you hear it, but no one has ever really examined that focusing a stranger on an item and starting a conversation about that item and then having them contribute to the conversation is basically the way two strangers meet. I tried to get some recordings of me meeting strangers because it really works like a charm, but the strangers' volumes were too low, and it wasn't like I could just put a microphone up to their mouth and ask them to speak louder. But you will hear a couple of people in the qualify section that came as a result of me talking to strangers.